66 senators have co-sponsored the bill. And April 13th, from the Senate floor, Brownback, a non-Catholic, said the Pope, as spiritual leader to the world's 1 billion Catholic, has commenced a great dialogue with the modern culture, one that transcends the boundaries of political or economic theology. And if you read the other things that were in this bill for the Pope, this is definitely, even though it came out of the Congress of the United States, is not a Protestant document. It's not a Protestant document. It just isn't. Because there's only one definition of Protestant, and that's to protest Rome. Great Controversy says Romanism is going to be regarded with far greater favor about the time of the Sunday Law. If you see that happening, it's telling you, Sunday Law imminent. And what was Tycho saying last night? Before Esther decree is fulfilled in our day with the Sunday Law, get out of town. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan joined in praising Pope John Paul's 80th birthday by calling him a champion of dignity at a UN-sponsored birthday event. And then the next paragraph talks about the Congressional Medal we just mentioned, and it goes on to say, Representative John LaFalce noted that when the Pope speaks, people all over the world listen. The world listens because he's the most powerful moral force in our lifetime. The single dissenting vote was cast by Representative Ron Paul. Remember that name. That's a representative from the state of Texas. The book that I'm going to recommend to you in a few days, the first time this man was in the Congress of the United States, his chief of staff is the one that authored this book. And this Ron Paul knew enough to vote against this. Only one, the only one in the Congress that voted against this. Now think about this. There's 4 Seventh-day Adventists in the Congress of the United States. Go figure. Great Controversy says Catholicism is going to be regarded with far greater favor than it was in former years. National Catholic Register, January 2000, not too long ago, Billy Graham picks Pope for Man of the Century. Billy Graham, head of the Baptist Church. Time Magazine, April 2000. The Pope is not just a religious pilgrim. He is the world's great moral authority whose support and very presence, or even the brush of his lips on a proffered pot of soil as he visits a new land, can lend validity to states, policies, and causes. This man is so wonderful. If he just touches something,